Good morning, I'm Sasha Keir with the latest news, sports and weather. At least one person has been killed and eight others injured, four of them critically, after powerful winds swept through towns north of Paris yesterday afternoon. The storm hit the municipality of Ermont and surrounding towns, tearing off roofs and toppling cranes. Social media videos captured the destruction as emergency crews deployed 80 firefighters and 50 police officers to the affected areas. Local authorities have urged residents to avoid unnecessary travel. Emergency crews are still on the scene. In other news, former French President Nicolas Sarkozy begins a five-year jail sentence today for illegally accepting Libyan campaign funding in 2007. Sarkozy, convicted of criminal conspiracy involving the late dictator Muammar Gaddafi, will be held at La Santé prison in Paris. Sarkozy has appealed, calling the verdict an injustice. Sanae Takashi, a staunch conservative who admires Margaret Thatcher, is expected to become Japan's first woman prime minister today. But analysts say her rise does not necessarily signal a feminist victory. Instead, the 64-year-old who won the ruling Liberal Democratic Party leadership this month has positioned herself as a hardliner focused on defence and economic security. Moving to Luxembourg, according to Statec, unemployment is on the rise, with skilled workers being particularly affected. The seasonally adjusted unemployment rate stands at 6.1%. The professions most affected are accounting, secretarial work, IT and road transport. The government is looking to anchor defence manufacturing in Luxembourg. Companies like North Defence and Lux UAV, for example, are expanding local production of armoured vehicles and drones for Ukraine. North Defence, based in Steinsel, is launching a major recruitment drive aimed at both skilled workers and apprentices. Lux UAV, which specialises supplying drones to Ukraine, has expanded strongly in recent months. Its CEO, Nicolas Zaroff, says the company aims to reach a capacity of 10,000 drones per month by 2027. And the new Grand Ducal couple will make their first official foreign trips later this month, visiting two of Luxembourg's neighbouring countries. The couple will be received by Belgium's King and Queen before travelling to Berlin 3 days later, meeting German Federal President Steinmeier and his wife. Foreign Minister Xavier Bettel will join both visits, which aim to strengthen ties with Luxembourg's closest neighbours. For more on these stories and for the latest news and updates, head to rtltoday.lu. Starting with football, and FC Differdange have moved top of the table with a dominant 3-0 win over Swift Hesper on Sunday. The only unbeaten team in the league, they now lead F91 Dudelange with two games in hand, putting them on course for a third straight title. And in baseball, George Springer's three-run home run has sent the Toronto Blue Jays to the World Series for the first time in 32 years. Springer's blast lifted Toronto to a 4-3 game 7 victory over Seattle yesterday. The Blue Jays will now face defending champions, the Los Angeles Dodgers, in the full classic, with Game 1 in Toronto on Friday.
The weather is brought to you by
Raiffeisen, the bank that belongs to its members.
Today promises to be overcast with mostly cloudy skies and localised rain showers throughout the day. In the morning, we can also expect some strong wind gusts of 41 to 42 kilometres an hour to really make us aware we've entered autumn now. Temperatures of around 9 to 11 degrees now should rise to 12 to 14 degrees later on.